Let's see it.
Welcome to the Uncle Hack Podcast, where dudes pretty much just talk dude shit.
Welcome to another episode of the Uncle Hack Podcast, fresh off the opening round, I guess you could say, of the Spite Tour. That's right. You tried to cancel us. And did it work? No. In fact, we got more dates coming down the pipeline for you. October 7th, which would be this Friday. Roast Battles. That's right. Me. Title on the line. Okay? Title is on the line against Noah Brodeur, that church-going little pussy. Wants to come down and put his best writing towards the champ. So we'll see what happens there. Exactly. October 14th, Edson, Alberta. October 15th, Olds. I know Olds has limited tickets left. I believe it's damn near almost sold out. Another sellout. October 22nd, Fernie, BC. We will be heading out there. Currently trying to find maybe a date or two around the Fernie area, possibly Cranbrook. What? We'll see. November 11th back in Calgary for another Danger Room. And then December 11th, I know this is quite a ways out, but December 11th, the Danger Room finds a new home in Edmonton. Oh, no. Thank you. That's right. We will be, the Danger Room will be taking place at none other than the Comic Strip. Thank you. Yes, so those are the dates coming for the upcoming future for all you lovely people. It's been phenomenal. The road is great. I love the road. I am slowly getting accustomed to it. It's hard. I'll give you that. I'll give those that, okay? We're road dogging. We're doing the true road dog way of life. One show, next city, another show, next city. Some cities get two shows, okay? I will say there are some fun moments. Myself, Sam Walker, did a podcast in the hotel room for the exclusive episode, which is now live on our Patreon. You can watch that because it's always fun to sit down and chit-chat with that man. We cover a lot of bases. We do. Whether or not what he believes when it comes to the moon landing, whether it is real or fake, we get to the bottom of it with him. 9/11, Sam Walker lets loose on 9/11. That's a treat by itself. That's a happy little Easter egg. And he just gives you the facts of life. So that's on our Patreon right now. Wonderful episode. It's always a pleasure to have his ass on there. Was Brett in the room while we talked? No, we kicked him out. We don't want that guy around us. You know, too much bad juju. Was great. All shows were, they all had their own little aspect that made them unique and fun. See, like, here's the thing when it comes down to Danger Cats comedy, you know, I will say this, we are probably the most unique crew that is out running in Canada right now. The trio, the three musketeers, if I may say, because, you know, you hear about these horror stories of, the audience was so bad. We encourage bad behavior. That's the thing. So when it occurs at our show, it makes it more of a show. You got to learn how to handle it. Kelowna, out of hand, the late show. Wow. And when I say late, it was like 8:30, which is kind of funny. That was the late show. It was a 6:30 show and an 8:30 show. And fuck, out of control, out of control, 8:30. And the lads were fucking gonzoed. There was a table of fellas just absolutely gacked on coke to the left of us, letting their thoughts just, it was like being in a safety meeting with nobody running the safety meeting, you know? Safety was off. And it was a tough crowd to control, but that's what we like, you know. And like I was saying, most comedians are terrified of that. They can't handle that confrontation. where we invite it. In fact, we encourage it. We want it more out in the streets. We want us acting in a unpleasant way at times when rules are supposed to be followed. So would I be a hypocrite to sit there and say that I don't want it at our shows? Yes, I would be. Do I want to be that person? No, absolutely not. I want people engaged. I want them, you know, what does that mean? That it that might be the outcome might then be, sorry, that the show could all go to hell in a handbasket. Yes, that's the risk that we're willing to take up here. Okay, it's the risk that we're willing to take. There's numerous things that we need to chat about, like venues. I don't think expect the type of crowd that we bring out, and I'm proud to see, I am proud, and I stand behind you. In fact, I'll stand in front to the side. It don't matter. You don the label Danger Cat. You have the attitude, the spirit. Maybe you wear a little bit of the merch. Huh? Gay. But this crowd of people, the salt of the earth people, I must say, are phenomenal. I love it. I love going out and shaking the goddamn egg. I'm getting goosebumps here talking about it. But it is great. I love meeting all of you fine people out there. And there's little things that this crowd brings out and that they do that makes me even more proud. Like, for instance, we're at the Salmar Theater in Salmonar. First show of the tour, of the mini tour, okay? 3-day tour. The gentleman run of the place, he comes in with 3 cases of beer, okay? 3 cases of beer. He thinks that this is going to be sufficient enough for this crowd, all right? This crowd, 3 cases of beer. There's over, I think, 200 people come to the show. I don't got the official number, but it was damn near a sellout and in a theater. That's right. We're stepping up the fucking game around here. Soft Seat Theater. Have you heard of them? Probably not. But anyway, sorry, getting a little out of control. This guy has 3 cases of beer, and he thinks that that's gonna keep these guys, that's gonna wet their whistle, okay? We looked at him and be like, you might want to go and grab a few more. I don't think you understand who's coming in here tonight, all right? This crowd is not gonna be pleased with 3 cases of beer for 200 people, okay? This isn't, you know what? And the one guy, this made me laugh, the one guy cleaning up the theater and be like, yeah, we had to skip the final screening of Miss Harris Goes to Paris. Oh, really? Whoa! Well, is that going to be a sellout? Was Miss Harris going to bring all the people from Paris to the Salmar Theater on top of it and sell about 2 cases of beer? I'll tell you what, the first 5 fucking people that came through that goddamn door, dude, I'm telling you, bought the place out of liquor, sent the old boy packing, not once, not twice, not 3 times, not 4 times, 5 times that guy had to go to the liquor store to keep the cat's whistles wet. That's what I'm talking about. You think that you're going to keep this party tame? Nope. Better get packing. Better hit the road. You better bring some sarsaparillas right down here for the fellas, because we're here to have a good time. We don't want to be sober. We want to have a good fucking time. And did they have they had the best damn time. God damn it. That crowd was unreal. It was so much fun. They were there to play around, fuck around. I don't know how it happened, but there's a row of young teenagers in the front, and they were there. They roast it. Are you going to roast the fuck out of us? They want it. They want it. And that's why you put the 5-time roast battle champion Sam Walker on the road, the current champion Uncle Hack on the road. And not only that, we don't stop there, baby. We don't stop there. The commissioner packed his bags and he was like, I'm coming along on the ride with this. Brad Forte is coming to sling some arrows at the fine crowds of surrounding the Okanagan. And it was a fucking treat. It was a goddamn blast. We hopped in the bus. Road trips then really secure the bond of brotherhood. I will say that. When you have to jump on the road and, as Sam would say, we are professional wrestlers of life. And this is what we do now, Daddy. This is what we do now, Daddy. That's a famous quote of Sam Walker, and it is funny. Brett pointed out something that's so fucking funny. Because Sam took the fucking took the role of hosting because he's like, I want to give it to them early so they know what they're getting their fucking selves into. So he goes out and if you've seen Sam Walker's set, you know exactly what I'm talking about. That guy pulls the trigger. He empties a clip, loads another one, puts another one out there. Pop, 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 pop. It's just clip after clip after clip until the audience has had enough. And even if they think they've had enough, he goes fucking harder. You don't tap out on Sam Walker. But he was introducing, this man has saved my life. He is the mayor of Alberta, Uncle Hack. He is my, and then bring it up, Brett. He is my mortal enemy, is what he called. Oh, Walker is a fucking treat to be out there with, along with Brett. There isn't two guys I wouldn't want to be in that position with than going out there with them. It is a fucking goddamn honor to, you know, these guys are forged in fire. They've been canceled numerous times. Walker is banned from venues all over. He can't even show up to the roast battle this weekend because he can't step foot in the Calgary Yuck Yucks comedy club. So, you know, that's what we deal with over here. But does it stop us? No, we're like Rambo. You put the knife in the teeth and your head right out there. Start slinging bullets. Pop, 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 pop. I'm still so fucking proud of the fine people of Salmon Arm drinking that place dry five times. And like I said, like the guy wasn't the swiftest, okay? He wasn't the swiftest cat on the planet to, you know, show up with three cases. And then he brings two boxes of wine, okay? Now, don't kid yourself. If that was left, if that was the only thing left, you'd best believe there's not a guy that follows this brand that'll be like, well, it's better than nothing, right? That's the attitude. Better than nothing. I'll take it because you guys get it. You understand what we're all about. It's, you know, sometimes life wants to throw you a curveball and you take a swipe at her anyways. And sometimes that curveball is just a nice box of Carbonet or whatever fucking wine that this idiot went and paid, a little Chardonnay, a box of it, a box of wine. Listen, what we need is about 18,000 gallons of old piss walkie for these guys to just, and then let them loose into the streets. Let them figure it out. You don't start trying to be like, hey, beep, boop, beep, boop, rules, rules, rules. Just let them go. It's like in, you remember in, I believe it was The Secret of the Ooze with when Master Shredder then turns that fucking, what the fuck were their names? I can't think of it, but he lets loose that giant turtle and that fucking dog looking thing into the streets of New York. You remember that? That's the Danger Cats heading into the streets afterwards. You just let them go. You don't try and hone them in. You just let them do their thing. Let them destroy the town if they need to. You know, they'll figure it out. They do the old finger suck and put it in the wind to figure out how they get home. That's how those guys roll. And we applaud that. So just leave them be. Fill them up and send them into the wild. That way your newspaper has something to write about for once. Oh, look at that. Glennis over here donated $37 to the Legion, so we're going to get a new fucking dartboard downstairs. No. Danger Cats came to town, got everybody absolutely liquored, and now we got to rebuild fucking the monument at town center. Wow. Oh, no. Fuck. That stupid intro. That's the hate mail intro. We'll get a different one. But yes, I want to say thank you to all that came out to shows over the weekend there. It was a goddamn honor to shake the hands of those that listen to this podcast, support what we do. do, and look them dead in the eye and just say thank you. You know, I appreciate people that came out. It was too much fun, and I can't wait to do it again, man. I can't wait to get out and see more of you. But our first article of the day, let's get into it. Okay. Is that done yet? Jesus Christ. First article of the day here. That's right. We go with the flow around on this show. First article of the day, Justin Trudeau bungee jumps in celebration of son's birthday. Let's get into the article. That's how you do it in this fucking show. Isn't that something? Dude, first off, you know what? Big Trudy is like treating the prime minister position right now in the funniest way. If you really think about it, he's looking at, like, he put his 2 weeks notice in and he's on the last 2 days, right? That's what he's up to. He goes over to London and he's like, fuck it. I'm not karaoke night. He's having karaoke night on the for the death of the queen. Then he comes back home and he's like, I think I'm going to go fucking bungee jumping. I think I'm going to do that. But the level of, I almost got to say, and I know that this is going to piss a lot of you off that listen to this show, but I almost admire his like not zero give a fuck at this point. You know, I almost have to sit back and sit and say like, fuck, I admire the hell out of it, you know. As a former oil patch worker who enjoyed dog fucking, I gotta say, if I'm looking at it from that angle, I gotta take a step back and just be like, fuck, I mean, what do I, he's on 2 weeks notice with the last 2 days left, and he's having a good fucking time. He's, you know, we're going to throw some money around. We're going to do whatever the fuck we want. We're not going to let anything get in the way of us having the best time imaginable before the next person in line comes in and takes over. But let's take a little look at the video here. Let's get some audio. Courtesy of Global News, one of our favorites. That's the favorite media organization that is taking place here in Canada. I gotta say, they do a phenomenal job at getting the stories out, and they're very correct. Yeah, that's right. Give them a round of applause. Oh, let's, here we go. Trudeau jumps from Canada's tallest bungee platform, plunges his head into the lagoon. Ooh. Prime Minister Justin Trudeau took the plunge on Sunday. He and his son and daughter, Ella Grace, jumped from... I don't get the rest of that. Let's rewind this back and... Here we go. Big Trudy, baby!
You got this. You're in a good position in 5, 4, 3, 2, 1!
Blink. Oh, why didn't they show the fucking best part? Thanks a lot, Global. You know that part at a bungee jump where the person's just like flailing around until it loses all of like the elasticity in the bungee? That's the best part. That's what I wanted to watch, and you snipped me early. Yeah, okay, we watched his head dunk in the water, but I wanted to see him like flail around like a fish out of water for a minute there, and you cut the video short. Thanks, Global. Womp, 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 womp. I'm my own sound machine today. But yeah, going off over here. That's what we wanted to watch, and they cut us short. But yeah, just sucked the energy out of my own podcast. Jesus Christ, what does it say here? Prime Minister Justin Trudeau took a big leap of faith this weekend by donating $45 million to the cross-dressing breakfast brunch. No, it doesn't say that. Before everybody gets all up in a, what the fuck? He donated $75 billion to drag queen brunches. Wow. Yeah. Good for him. It has nothing to do with politics or policy, you don't say. $65 billion to drag brunches. Instead, Trudeau threw caution to the wind Sunday and launched himself off Canada's tallest bungee jumping platform. Wow! And the tallest platform you could imagine is when you stack up $68 billion worth of Canadian $20 bills. That's a big platform to jump off of. He stacked it all up to the sky before donating it to the drag brunches across Canada. And then took the biggest leap of faith that you could ever take, right? And it's like, oh, I'm going to piss all this. Last 2 days in office. 2 weeks notice, boys. I'm having a good time. I'm tired. I've been working all week. It's time for a good time, right? Whatever that country song is. Looking like a stereotypical Canadian, the prime minister wore a red lumberjack mask, a strap-on dildo, and boots as he dove off the 60-meter-tall bungee platform. Oh, fuck, I forgot. And giant prosthetic tits. Oh, wow, how did I miss that in that article? As he dove off a 60-meter-tall bungee platform made out of $20 Canadian bills at the Great Canadian Drag Brunch in Chelsea, Quebec. Wow, holy shit. Global really got all the details correct on this one. Video posted to social media by the Great Canadian Drag Brunch shows Trudeau psyching himself up before he cross-dresses in front of a crowd of people, then taking the dive headfirst into the lagoon below. Wow, good for you, Trick Trudy. That is absolutely incredible that you would do such a thing and stand up. You know, there's a lot going on in this world right now, and what we need more of is tight spandex wrapped around the legs and loins of males across Canada, so that way they can tuck their banana back and deliver us some of the best Eggs Benedict you'll ever have while lip-syncing lyrics to Lady Gaga songs, hit songs, not those trashy ones that you hear. You know, we're updating everything. We can go and listen to, you know, the likes of Urethra Franklin. Lip-synced by your favorite drag queens. Isn't that nice? $68 billion. He dove off it. Now he's going to hand it to the lovely people of drag brunches across Canada, you know? At least it's not going to the Ukraine. Right? Am I right or am I right? At least the money's coming here and stimulating the economy of cocks around here, you know? That's what I'm saying. Hey, why not throw on a fake set of tits and go shake your hammer around, make a quick fucking $1,000 in the morning. Maybe that's what it's going to boil down to. Everybody's getting fired from the oil patch, right? We're all getting axed because, and we'll get into that later. We got a few pieces of good hate mail that were wrote in. Everybody's getting axed because of speaking their mind and saying words that aren't allowed. Oh no, you're saying words that you can't say anymore. They were okay 4 years ago, but now, too many office people pushing paper. Here we are. Everybody's going to get fired from their jobs, right? They're going to hand you your 2 weeks notice, and then it's all over, all done. Then what are we all going to do, fellas? We're going to have to do drag brunches because that's what Big Trudy's propping up these days. Oh, isn't that lie? You can hear Trudeau yelling as he takes the plunge before his head briefly splashes down into the pile of money. The Prime Minister's jump was a last-minute decision. Oh, isn't that nice? Last-minute decision to hand over $68 billion. Oh, God. What a nice guy. The company said that he was there to support his two eldest children, Xavier and Ella Grace, in their own jumps and was persuaded to take the plunge himself. You know, who says here? The company. This is a quote from the company. You never know who you will encounter on the bungee tower at the Great Canadian Drag Brunch. Canadian Prime Minister Justin P.J. Trudeau came to jump this morning off a pile of cash with his son Xavier and daughter Ella Gray, said the company said in an Instagram post. Props to them on a fantastic jumps and even some water dips. Isn't that nice? A little fucking doink. There he is, diving right into the big pile of cash at the bottom of the lagoon. Fuck, there. That's for a lagoon. That's what he is, a lagoon. The family dive was done to celebrate the big signing of the Bill C-69, which is stated right here at the bottom. Both Trudeau and his son requested the water dip experience. Prime Minister's office confirmed the outing to Global News. Yes, ahead of his son's birthday, the Prime Minister took his kids out for an activity in the nation capital region on Sunday, a spokesperson said. All right, journalistic standards reported error. Oh boy. And then at the bottom here, isn't that nice? I love how they always like, here we go, one more time. Big Trudy's celebrating. Better not be a fucking ad. Yep. Of course. Debt help. Skip the ad. Let's get into it. This is how we end this.
Justin Trudeau arrived here in London on Friday night.
Skip this part, you dumb bitch.
Shows him to be.
Little high, little. Everywhere the cash goes, cocks will be tucked in their anus. Give me eggs, Benedict. To me, eggs, Benny. Drag brunches, baby. There we go. Big Trudy, ladies and gentlemen. Thank you for coming on the show, Big Trudy. We always appreciate seeing the fine things that you do for the great nation of Canada. And I think it's wonderful that you have decided that taxpayers' dollars deserve to go to drag brunches rather than arming the citizens of Ukraine, those Nazi sons of bitches. It's about time you took a stance against fascism. And we're proud. We're proud around here. We thank you for doing such thing, you know, because why prop up businesses? I don't want to see that anymore. I'm tired of hearing like, oh, small businesses are taking a hit. Oh, small businesses. We need more drag brunches. We need more shop teachers with giant prosthetic tits. That's what we need. It's coming to an end. It's coming to, you know, we got to attack this full on. And the only way to do it is by putting the drag queens first. That's what I think. It's good to see that, you know, Big Trudy did such a thing this weekend by stacking up a pile of cash and taking a leap on it in the name of drag brunches for Canadians across the country. Now, I don't know if you've ever attended one, but I'd be lying if I said I have. Let's put it that way. I should stop being such a bigot. Take my 3-year-old niece down there and let a drag queen spread his cock for us while we're both trying to enjoy the pancakes with little happy faces in them, you know? Maybe they'll do one with Mickey Mouse ears so that way we can both feel comfortable. I'm like, Uncle, what is that? Well, that right there is, you know what? Know what it is? Some of us, you know when Uncle likes to drink a little too much? Yeah, so well, that right there is what I wake up to. Sometimes when I've had a few too many whiskey sours down at the local watering hole and I don't know what I'm getting myself into. Thankfully, I'm an out-of-towner and I was so drunk I didn't know I got blown by a guy that was wearing fake boobies, you know? And that's why we're here. We're here to support your uncle's new lover. If you want to be my lover, you got to tuck your cuck in. Pussy's way too easy. dick is where it begins. What'd you think about that? Time for a little ad read. DangerCatShop.com for all your merch needs. We got the Big Trudy, all the merch is on there. Now, we're limited to supplies while on the road, but there on the website, we have everything. And if you use the code PODCAST69, you will receive 15% off your order. And as always, all of our tour dates are now listed on there. So like we were talking about earlier, all those dates that were listed at the beginning of the episode are now live on the website, and you can buy tickets there. That is dangercatshop.com. dangercatshop.com. Use the code 15%, use the code podcast69 to get 15% off all merchandise. And do that. Patreon.com/DangerCat69. Patreon.com/DangerCat69. All exclusive episodes of the Uncle Hack podcast are listed on there. You get an extra episode every week, an hour long. And last week's episode was phenomenal. We got the 5-time roast battle champion, Sam Walker. And we discussed some pretty heavy shit. 9/11. Right, we go off on 9/11. We talk a little bit about whether the moon landing was real or not. He wants to get to the bottom of like where space is. He is fascinated with space right now, and if there is a guy to get to the bottom of it, I think it's him. So that's our latest episode of the Uncle Hack podcast exclusive version, which a fresh episode is up right now on patreon.com/dangercat69. It's a wonderful way to support this podcast and this show. It keeps us moving forward, trucking along, and combating all the dumbass shit that's taking place in this fucking world. Anyways, back to the episode. All right, we're done fucking around. Speaking of Frenchmen really going for it these days, let's take a look at the lovely Francois Legault. Legault, I don't know how to speak French, don't care, won't even plan to try in the future, but there's going to be a little French speaking in here, so if you feel the need to drive your car into a telephone pole, if you're listening to it in the vehicle right now, or if you're at work right now and you're looking at objects that could possibly crush your skull, I axe you, that's my blackcent, I axe you. To refrain from doing such activities. This will be short. It's only 43 seconds, but we're going to read this out loud because politicians are really pulling out all stops right now. Listen to this. Monday is voting day throughout Quebec. Nothing is guaranteed. I need your vote. Every vote will count. I have a team that is ready to serve you. I would like to serve you. And if we are re-elected as of December, I will send you a check to $400 to $600. And the elderly will receive... Oh, he's talking... my French isn't... I'm not up to speed on my French. We're going to go back just a little bit. And if we are re-elected, we will, as of December, send you a check for $400 to $600. And the elderly will receive an additional $2,000. We will also lower taxes. So you can count on me, but I am counting on you for Monday. Bonne nuit.
Moi, mais je compte sur vous lundi.
Isn't that something? Isn't that nice? Listen, how about this? I got a deal for you. Okay, I got a deal for you. Politicians are out of their fucking minds these days. So what we're going to do, all that money that you give to us, we're going to give you just a little bit back. And then the classic, we will lower our taxes. We will lower the taxes. We will bring the taxes down. Which taxes? Well, taxes. You know, you understand when I say taxes. Well, don't worry. If you're old as hell, I'll give you $2,000. Ah, isn't that something? Politicians are getting dumber as the days are long, aren't they? So let me get this straight, big dog. Yeah, it's It's like the internet doesn't exist to these idiots that, you know, some of the shit that they say and do just doesn't go in a logbook anymore. Before, back in the day, you'd have to, like, take time out of your day. By giving us a fucking phone in our goddamn pocket where we can look things up instantly, we can get some sort of truth, that, like a little ounce of it, a sliver of it, of what these assholes get up to, their history, you know? Their whole history is now online. Like me, for instance, I've said way too many slurs on this show to ever be taken serious in any position that involves politics or where a sense of power comes to, you know, where a sense of give a shit would matter as well. So with that being said, looking at these idiots and their tactics, the tactics that they're using right now to try and convince people to vote for them is fucking phenomenal. Like, why didn't we think of this before? Why did I not try to bribe people in the beginning to get them to give me their money, vote for me, and I'll give a little sliver of it back? You know, inflation's killing us, but I tell you what, I know the cost of living has rose substantially larger than the amount I'm willing to give you, but I will lower taxes. You fucking meat pie. What the hell is wrong with these people? You know? And don't worry, I will lower taxes. Quebec is a fucking shit show. My God. You know, the French, they certainly don't shy away from a good riot. And why they haven't been rioting this whole time, that's like what makes me question of people in Canada, you know, is like we were talking with Big Trudy's outfit. You know, he came out there to go bungee jumping. He had his mask on. He had his lumberjack mask on. He was dressed like a typical Canadian. You know, how does a typical Canadian act? Do we buy into that shit? A lot of people do. When you're struggling financially and you hear the words that I will give you $400 to $600 if you vote for me, typically, like just a blatant bribe right there out in the public and using it as an ad for your political campaign, is that not just a bit alarming? Don't you think that maybe a few policies that might benefit people would help you in the long run? But No. These people are tired. They're weak, financially stressed, overworked. When they hear the little words like $400 will be sent to you, especially old people, that we will give you $2,000. How does that sound? Just go to the voting station and type in Francois Legal. Fucking meat sticks. Jesus Christ. How could you possibly have any trust in a politician at this point in the game? How? Other than the big dog, Big Trudy, right now, my favorite guy. He is blatantly showing how much he doesn't give a shit. And I like I said, I kind of low-key respect it. You know, I low-key respect it. How much he's just like, suck my dick, I don't care. It's almost like, yeah, okay, fuck. I may not agree with you politically, but that move that you're doing right now is kind of fucking hilarious. Like, how checked out are you on this job? Signing out. I know I got a few months left, but like I give a shit, suck my ass. See, like when people are like, when they do that stupid like Uncle Hack for Prime Minister, you think he's bad? Put me in there. I'll show you how somebody doesn't give a shit about the Prime Minister position. You think that you hate Trudeau? Fuck me. Wait till if I got in there, okay? You think you'd be mad? Oh, he went fucking, what did he do? He went surfing on the fucking Truth and Reconciliation Day that he invented last year or whatever the fuck. You think that's bad? I'd be in Maui. I wouldn't be in Tofino. I'd be in Maui on your dollars, enjoying myself, feet up, getting my knob sucked on by some, you know, Hawaiian princess and laughing in your faces while doing so. Like I would blow him out of the water when it comes to the whole not giving a shit about the Prime Minister position. You think donating $68 billion to the trans and drag brunches across the country, I'd double down. They'd be getting $1 trillion from me. That's hilarious. Politicians are out of their fucking minds. They are out of their fucking minds, you know? This is kind of leading into the next portions of the hate mail here, okay? Now, I bump into a few of these people every now and then. There's people out there that this is what they say. I wish I could say what you say. And I thought about this there the other night. Because I heard it a few times. Don't stop what you're doing. I wasn't planning on it. Now I respect the audience on here, but I respect you enough to tell you where you need to just shut the fuck up sometimes, you know? I respect you to the point where I don't want to talk to you and be like, yeah, that's great, thanks for supporting me. And sometimes you got to hear the truth, and the truth hurts, it sucks, it stinks. Even for me, sometimes my friends have to sit down and be like, listen, do you think that was a good idea? Do you think rubbing your cock against the glass at McDonald's at 2 p.m. is a good idea, hammered out of your mind? Do you think that's a good idea? Do you think that's smart? And I'm like, yeah, you know what? You do have a point, but I'm looking to get an article out there so I can possibly sell more shows, okay? So let me do me, and you do you. But sometimes I hear things, and it's too much to... It repeats itself to the point where I almost have to address it. And I know, is my voice worth listening to? No. No, I'm a moron with a microphone and a mediocre podcast that is attempting stand-up comedy. And I know where I fall in that line, okay? I know where I fall in that line, and sometimes I like to step out of that line and speak my fucking mind. And here we are today. Now, I hear this. I wish I could say what you say. I wish that I could just do and say as you please. You speak your mind, and I envy that. See, this is how we got into this position where we are today, okay? You despise some things. You're scared of the future, or you then silence yourself, you muzzle yourself, you mask yourself, and not speaking your fucking mind when it's necessary, okay? That could be at work, inside your own home, that could be just in public, if somebody's speaking up. We all reserve ourselves because we don't like confrontation, right? I like confrontation. That's why I like this audience. Like I said earlier in the show, we were talking about, like, most comedians would be terrified to go and do what we do and invite the audience that we have because it's rowdy, it's out of control. They don't know how to control it. They want a quiet, listen to me, tell my stupid fucking joke, and just respect me for 5 minutes rather than earning respect, okay? Rather than earning the respect on that stage and having those people pay attention to you, you know? Instead of going to war with the heckler, they freak out, and then it becomes awkward in there. Not us, no. We fight fire with fire. We fight comedy with even more grotesque, disgusting comedy. So we say and do as we please, okay? And I hear this way too often now, way too often, to the point where it physically upsets me that too many people are silencing themselves on issues and the, you know, how society is viewed, and maybe politics. They stay completely out of it, and then behind closed doors, bitch, moan, and complain. And you wonder why everything that's happened to you in the past year. Now, unvaccinated people, what happened to you? You weren't allowed in restaurants. You weren't allowed on planes, trains. You couldn't cross the border. You were a prisoner inside your own country. And some of you just shut the fuck up and dealt with it, which is okay. Hey, if that's what needs to be done, that's what needs to be done. But in the past 2 years, how you've been manipulated, twisted, and pitted against one another, when instead of speaking up to those who need to be spoken to, you sat back and didn't say jack shit. Now, is there times where I was completely wrong? Yes. Now, do I make fun of everything? Of course. Was I making fun of the trucker convoy? Yes. Do I respect it? In 100%. I am a full-on supporter of what happened there. The brush that it's being painted with is disgusting. The media in this country is very biased. We've learned that time and time again. And yet we still go to them as a trusted news source. So you tell me, when is enough? You know, when is enough for you? I know that this podcast is now taking a weird turn rather than fucking around, but ask yourself that. When is enough for you? You know, is being taxed to death? Is it when, where is your line? And when do you stop just like, yes, semester, you know, because that's the same way we ended up in this fucking mess is by allowing the powers that be to flex their muscle upon thee. And now we sit looking at one another. Well, it's your fault. It's your fault. It's all of our faults. It's all of our faults. By believing that a political party is going to rescue you from the misery of your own life, by believing that it will get better tomorrow, by believing that, you know, it's not your fault, it's your neighbor's fault that voted differently from you. No, you're all stupid. At the end of the day, if you believe that those are results of other people's decisions rather than politicians, it's incredible to sit back and listen to people try and blame others in their own community. You know, we've gotten so far from ourselves. Some of us don't even know our neighbors. We don't give them a chance because they voted a certain way. One thing you will learn that there's never going to be a suit and tie that's going to be over the trench that you're fucking in. None of these idiots are going to be there to pull you up out of that. And we sit here and we ask ourselves daily, well, it's these goddamn liberals. It's these goddamn conservatives. No. It has nothing to do with politics. It has nothing to do. It has nothing to do with someone's certain view on the world, but more so to do with power hungry assholes that are stripping away your rights as a human being. And yet we sat back and we allowed them to do that. We just trusted. We thought that they had the best interests of the general public in mind. Now I get there's extremes to both sides, extreme right, extreme left. And those two seem to shout loudest for those that just exist in the middle. And now it's gotten to the point where it's affecting those that exist in the middle. Now you have to pick a side. And to sit there and believe for one second that you have to be on this team or that team and that you can't just be a human being and work for the greater grace of other human beings is completely insane to me. You know, that's like that. Seeing the trucker convoy was the seeing the people that were there. Just remove all the media headlines attached to it. All these stupid fucking TikTokers, all these retards that sit on Twitter that weren't there, that didn't go down and experience it for their own, you know, whether it be to... what am I trying to say? They didn't go and experience it the way others did. Right, they just seen what was told. We were told this, and then now everybody's trying to benefit off of it. Even these losers on the left, they're trying to financially benefit from them. I'm seeing one guy that wrote a book, and now he's like, "My book is number one. My book is number one." So they're trying to basically, if that didn't happen, you wouldn't be making money off of it. So by leaning harder into it, now you are almost obligated to stick with that, because if you go the other way, your book then doesn't sell more copies and you don't get a financial return in it. So you're seeing all this disgusting behavior that came out of it, right? When in reality, if you just view the videos shot on cell phone footage, turn the audio off and just view it and see, like, if you could guess What's happening there? Are you seeing arguments? Are you seeing fights? Are you seeing disruption? Or are you seeing unity? Take the fucking message away from it and just see it for what it is for 1 second. And then go back and then make your assumption of the whole goddamn thing. Because like what we need now more than ever is unity. Personally, that's what I believe, is unity. Because right now, you know, the bad guys right now are the ones saying bad words. You know, you can't speak a certain way. Language is being censored. People are being censored for thinking differently. And that is a very, very dangerous road to go down. And if you think it's funny and it's cool to censor those and it's great, like you got a win out of it, if you think that that is the best way of going forward, well, let me tell you, when it comes your turn and you get silenced and you get stripped of your voice, then don't sit here and whine and cry to fucking the rest of us, because you're on your own. But that's all I'm saying. I don't know where this rant or where this tangent was going. I kind of went off on a few different things, but I'm tired of this. I wish I could say what you say. You can. What's holding you back? Honestly, what's holding you back from using your voice? Is it your job? Find a new one. I'll tell you one thing for free. There's plenty of guys out there that don't give a fuck how you use your voice, and they want to know, what are your skills? You can be whoever you want to be, but at work, just be that guy. Be that guy that puts in his best effort, and I guarantee you, some of those old school boys that don't believe in this new school shit, they have no problem having your ass work for them, okay? These big corporations that have a floor of HR departments, probably not going to be your best bet, pal. But that's all I'm saying. Quit. I don't want to hear that shit anymore. I wish. That's bullshit. You can. You just refrain from it. From the fear of something that, like me and Forte were talking, the fear of a gun that doesn't exist. You're fearing something that doesn't exist. You know, look what happened to us. Take my little kerfuffle, if you will, all right? My little kerfuffle with Bulkley Valley and the firm, I think is what it's called, in, what's that fucking dumbass town called? Well, one's Prince George and the other one, Smithers, BC. So those two venues didn't like what I said on a stage in a roast battle, okay? Big ordeal about it. Started calling me racist, all these false things. And look what happened. Look what the fuck happened. A, I didn't have to go do their shitty fucking venue anyways. I didn't have to go up to Smithers, BC at their shitty venue. Does it suck that I didn't get to go and hang with some more danger cats? No. But if I can't go into a venue like that, whatever. Is it really affect me at the end of the day? No, because we turned around and we were able to bring out more people that think like us, that act like us. And we put together a community. And I'll tell you one thing, that was beautiful. So what they did was the complete opposite of what they intended to. They tried posturing up, making themselves look better than everybody else by looking, look at the moral ground that I stand on. And we are strong individuals that canceled these comedians that think that saying wild, grotesque shit on a stage to another comedian in the form of a roast battle is disgusting. And we're not going to allow that to take place inside our venue. Ooh, scary. Really got me there. And then to turn around and we go down and we didn't sell out one show, two show, three, four fucking shows sold out down there. In two shows sold out Kelowna, two shows sold out in Kamloops, and damn near sold out a fucking theater on a Thursday night, I may add, in Salmon Arm. That's how many people like these types of jokes. That's how many people enjoy what we do as, wild asses on the internet. So there is no excuse for saying this, I wish shit. They tried to drag us down to their level and it didn't fucking happen. We moved and we actually furthered ourselves. We furthered ourselves because of their little ooh. So we get the last laugh, unfortunately. We get the last laugh. Does it suck that we didn't get to go meet those people? Yeah, because people bought tickets to that show to see us come do comedy. But, you know, I get it. It is their venue, but it is quite funny. They seem to take the... They haven't took the post down to try and flex up like, oh, look at us. That was the ultimatum of us going out there or not going. Listen, we won't speak about this. We won't bring any attention your way, whether negative or positive. We asked, just remove the post. You're using our logo and you're calling us racist and all this shit. That or we have to respond to it. So you got two options. And I'll tell you one thing for free. We're relentless. And we're quite funny when we're you know. So it is what it is. I don't have any hard feelings towards those venues, but I do find it quite funny that the one in Smithers then is having an uncensored comedy night. Isn't that funny? An uncensored comedy night. Hey, guys. I can just imagine what the fucking fruitcakes up there are going to... Hey, guys, have you ever had a banana sit on the counter too long and it went from yellow to black? Isn't that funny? Do you ever try it? And then you put the banana in the freezer with intentions to making banana bread, but the banana just stays frozen. Uncensored here down at the fucking Buckley Valley. Fucking cucks. Yeah, there wasn't even a fucking stage at the one. Yeah, good one. Dodged a bullet. Thank you. Now that I got that off my chest, why don't we, Oh, yeah. That's right. It's everybody's favorite time on this show. What do we love doing? We love hate mail. We love hate mail so much, we want you to write your hate mail into the show. We'll read it here. We love it. We live for it. You can email me, unclehack@dangercats.tv. Don't DM me on Instagram or any of that anymore. Just email me. It's much easier so I don't forget it. unclehack@dangercats.tv. You can email me your hate mail. Tell me what's really on your mind. What's pissing you off? Is it work? Your woman? Your in-laws? Your boss? Whatever it may be. We will read it right here. We don't have to give you an answer. We'll just read it. So that way it's out in the stratosphere. It's out there. People can talk about it. They can laugh about it. And we can enjoy it all together. So let's get into our first little piece of hate mail. Isn't that nice? A little intro to that. That intro's gay. But that's the whole point of it. Because this shit is gay. That we have to even talk about this. All right. Our first hate mail. Hey there. Uncle, or hey there, Hack. Now, I'm going to read this verbatim, and like those fucking global news articles that are putting out fake news, I seen right through it. That's why, if you didn't realize, for those watching on YouTube, you probably were reading the article and seeing like, well, that doesn't match up. That's because I knew the real article. But this right here, we're gonna read it verbatim. Hey there, Hack, you minty cunt. Love your podcast and have been listening to you for several years now. Thank you. First off, my fake name is Mike Hunt. Very nice. That being said, I'm fucking struggling and need some advice. I'm in my late 30s and a foreman of a crew that works on water well drilling equipment. Two of the lads are older than me and are good old boy, salt of the earth hard workers. Unfortunately, the new hire apprentice is a pronoun using hair lip to get gets butt hurt if you don't use they them. He takes 3 1-hour shit breaks and a lunch every day. I can't stand the fuck. One of my old boys who I've worked with for years and respect more than the cups of sugar that it would take to get to the moon. Nice. Called him a worthless cum slut. Needless to say, this prick came to me with this garbage. He wants me to report him to HR. I don't want to, but might have to make a report if he goes over my head. I'd love to hear your thoughts what your thoughts are on this to give me a different perspective. Thanks for your time, you minty cunt. Keep giving her all the way.
Okay, well, see, this right here is where you got to get creative. These people, you got to outwoke the woke, okay? You got to outwoke the woke. Similar to that shop teacher in Oakville, there's no way, like, because they play the victim all the time, okay? They play the victim. See, I would start putting reports in. If this person is taking 1 hour shit breaks, I put a report in that he should probably get checked out for Crohn's and, you know, just really care about his health way too much. Go over the top, you know? Start using condescending ways to make him feel almost uncomfortable at his own job, you know? There is ways around this. Cause I know these types of people, right? We've all dealt with somebody that's always trying to, you know, use this system to their advantage. So that way they can further themselves in their career, but it doesn't quite work like that. And we don't have time, okay? I have a theory of all this shit. My theory is, okay, there's going to come to a point where this has to head, and then the company's results and the amount of projects that they used to get done, because now they got to start firing people over words, over bee-boo bullshit, right? All this nonsense. So there's going to come a time where it's just them that exists in these work environments, right? And nothing's going to get done. And everybody else is getting the contracts, starting their own businesses because they get shit done. We don't play that fucking bee-boo shit around here. Pack your shit, fuck off. Now, it's interesting that a water well driller, okay, then the new hire, apprentice is a pronoun using hair lip to get, who gets butt hurt if you don't use they, them. He takes three. See, this is... There's probably more that he does out there. Like, you know, write him up for little things. Are his boots, is there an exposed steel on his boots? If not, then maybe one day there just is. There's exposed steel on his steel toes. Little things, little violations, and start stacking them up against him. Because you seem to be the one who... has the access to HR. So if you start stacking things up against him, you know, you got to build a case of why this guy sucks. So that's how you do this. It's a slow burn, but the sting is worth it in the end. And when he asks you, did you send a report into HR and be like, yeah, you bet. No, I did. I did for sure. I got it in and we'll see. We'll hear back from him and just start building the case against this guy. It might turn around and bite you in the ass, but if it's true, it's true. You know? That sucks. God almighty. Fuck, do I hate people like that. Why? Why? Go work at a vape shop. You know? Go work at a fucking vape shop. Go sell zigzags at the local fucking... Like, why do you gotta interject with, like, real people? You know? Just stay in that area. Go sell Pokemon, you know, start a TikTok account. Do that. My God. These people fucking just, they exist everywhere. More and more popping up. It's so annoying. Maybe, that's how this guy gets fired. Not you who wrote this in, but the other guy's going to get fired. And then he's going to have to go on and he's going to be the next contestant on RuPaul's Drag Race. And open up his own drag restaurant, you know, drag brunches. They'll be singing fucking Selena Gomez all together. A worthless cum slut. Isn't it funny? You know, I also thought like you could sting him if he's always taking shits. You could sting him and be like, ah, I found porn. Why would you have magazine porn? Why would you bring that? You left this in there or like find it. You could... Drugs is always a good one that you could sting with. Hey, I found drugs on this guy's in his fucking pocket or, you know, in his tool belt there. I went to go and grab something and it fell out of his head. Like, that's a dismissal. You gotta sting the stinger. You know, you gotta outsting the stinger right now. You gotta think in the world of wrestling, almost in a sense, as like, how do I out wrestle this guy? You know, instead of like just being like frustrated with it, use that frustration and mold yourself up a nice little plan. And that's when you hand over the garbage and be like, listen, pal, you got to pack it and beat it. That, or you sit them down and be like, listen, we don't do shit. That's another thing that I've noticed is a lot of people don't just sit somebody down out of the gate. This is what I did one time. And it really helped. Okay. Now, whether this applies here or not, or it might get you in trouble, but I was coaching midget hockey with my cousin, and I was the assistant coach. I think I was about 23, 24 years old, right? And we always got to have a parent coaches meeting. And out of the gate, I said, don't worry, Hooven, you're head coach. I'll take a little bit of, I'll be a little bit of cannon fodder for you. So that way we can make the year a little easier. Because we all know how hockey parents are, right? Some of them just believe that their kid is going to make the NHL from midget B, right? They think that they're going to go on and be a star. My boy is a star, right? So I was like, okay, we're going to nip it in the bud because these kids, they all suck. They're not going to go anywhere. Half of them won't even go and play junior B. They can't even crack a junior B fucking squad. That's how bad they are, all right? We're here to have fun. So we're going to have fun. And I sat down with the boys and I was like, hey, what kind of year do you guys want? You want to win a fucking midget B championship? Or do you want to just have fun? You want to treat it like we give a shit? And they all like, yeah, we want to give a shit, but also have a little bit of fun on top of it. Okay, that's all I need to know. Where's the bar? Where are we setting it? So then parent coaches meeting, I stood up and I set precedent. Very quickly, I said, listen, there's 18 kids in that dressing room right now that I give a fuck about more than any of your opinions. You understand me? So if they have an issue on how we're coaching or how we're running the team, I will listen. If you have an issue, I don't give a flying fuck what any of you have to say. I don't. I don't have time for it. I don't give a shit what you think about me. I don't give a fuck what you want to say about me. So you can get together in your little fucking places. Because none of you have done anything of excellence. And then I had to point out, like, other than Mr. Fujita here, who played on Team Japan in the 98 Nagano Olympics. So if he has some advice, I will listen. He played at an Olympic level. None of you, I'm looking around the room, none of you have done that. So if he has something to say, I'll listen. Because that's a level of hockey I didn't play. Understood? And then all these parents just like wide-eyed, like the fucking bear's out of the cave. I'm out of hibernation. I'm just looking at some fucking, just like big-eyed, doughy-ass deer. And I'm hungry. Daddy needs to eat. And that's what I did. I said it right out of the gate. Be like, this is how we do things around here, okay? Nobody gives a flying fuck about your opinion. Your kids are down here to have fun. Not impress mommy and daddy because they fucking still live in the town of Tabor and haven't done jack shit with their life. Okay? You understand me? Look me in the eye, faggot. I didn't say that last part. I would have loved to lay that down. But that's how it went. And I feel like that needs to be done here on the job site sometimes. You know? That's what needs to be done. You're gonna need to lay some fucking groundwork. Listen, we don't do shit how you do shit. We've been here a long time. Your dumbass is still a fucking apprentice. Nobody gives a fuck about your pronouns. Nobody gives a shit. You don't want to work hard. Pack your shit. You get the fuck out of here. Maybe you even, you know, maybe overstep your boundary and fire him for no fucking, you know, just act. Sometimes those office dummies, they get a little intimidated when somebody starts rearing up a little, you know, when the werewolf starts howling at the moon, they're like, whoa, 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 calm down. You like, you start finger poking and poking them in the chest. Listen, fuckhead, tired of this shit. I've worked for you for 70 fucking years. You know, lay that down. Give them a little taste back. So I think that you could have nipped this in the bud earlier. But you refuse to, you know? I wish at one of these, I wish. So I think that's your move. Is either you start playing, this kid's playing checkers, you got to start playing chess. catch him in something that'll get him fired. Like, go through the company policy and see what's going on there. Dress code, catch him doing things, you know? There's got to be something in there that you can use in the nice little pamphlet that every fucking corporation likes to print out. Boo, here you go, beep, boop, beep, boop. These are the rules. Don't do anything. Let's all go home safe, you know? If he's taking 1 hour shits and be like, listen, we got three man jobs, but this guy's taking fucking hour long shits and we can't get the job done because he's prolonging it because of his bowels. Now, I don't know anybody that takes 3 1-hour shits in a day, but I'm just saying. That's how you got to do it. You got to go to the company policy and fucking bury this cocksucker. All right. We had 2 hate mails in. And again, it's another one of these, you know, another one of these fucking hair lip situations. All right. Whoa. Hey, uncle, was launching the boat at work and a dipshit backed up when I said stop. Ended up cutting my fingertip clean off and he ran to the office drones to explain his side of the story instead of helping me get to the clinic. After getting her sewn back on, I called the guy a retarded cuck and asked him what the fuck he was thinking. I end up getting called to the office and I'm reprimanded for derogatory language towards an employee. What the fuck is going on these days? Sincerely, nephew. See, this is what happens when we protect the weak. You know, we protect them. We put bubble wrap around them rather than just letting them, one in the skull rather than just like, you know, it's so sad that suicide rates amongst like veterans and men that work hard are higher than these guys, you know, like, and I'm not saying the guy that wrote this, but the one that like ran to the office, you know, it's just like, we should teach these ones. And I'm for that. And I'm like, you know, if in Canada, you can get like that. If you're a little sick, you know, if you're a little sick, you're over sick. You can get the assisted suicide and just end your life, right? Like if it's gone too far, you got cancer very bad and you can pull the plug, right? You can pull the plug and just end your life with some dignity, some pride rather than, you know, shitting yourself or you lose your mind or whatever it may be. It's too bad that these losers wouldn't recognize like, hey, maybe I'm not fit for this shit. I'm not fit for it. Maybe I just need to go bungee jumping without the bungee. You know, I need to go take a dive off of Big Trudy's $68 billion stack of 20s with no parachute or bungee strapped to me. You know, it's too bad. So this idiot cuts your fingertip clean off. And now you're getting in trouble for calling him a name. This guy physically hurt, like, does the wrong thing. He cuts your fingertip off. And now you're getting in trouble for using derogatory language towards an employee. That is fucking wild. I don't even know what to say to that. You know, we are so scared of words these days. We are so terrified at words. So there you go. Next time he's doing something, maybe you squish him under the backo. And then you just go run into the office and you'd be like, he called me a faggot. He called me a faggot. I don't believe why he called me a faggot. You probably get away with murder these days just by, you know, something like that. That's crazy. You cut a man's finger off. Keep your job because the other guy called you a retarded cuck. That is hilarious if you really think about it. Guy cuts your finger off. I know I'm repeating myself numerous times here. Just so I hear it out loud and I know what the fuck we're dealing with here. Ended up getting called to the office and reprimanded for derogatory language towards an employee, even though the jackass cut your finger off. Sweet fucking dear Lord above me. That's again, one of those things that you can't deal with, like, you know, we're such a selfish society now. That right there, that's what that tells me, is like, this guy's such a selfish fucking loser that after he injured you, he was like, oh boy, I'm going to get in trouble. I gotta tell my side of the story before, you know, this guy gets over there and like starts yelling at me. And blah, Oh, you're going to tell beep, boop, beep, boop, fucking hall monitor bullshit. What the fuck happened? That's what this is. It's a bunch of hall monitors constantly looking to fucking sewer everybody else. Well, I'm a good person. I'm a good person. Jesus Christ. Fuck, I can't handle that. I am so glad I got out of all this shit when I did. You know, is being a comedian tough? Yeah, I guess you could say, like, when it comes to, like, political arguments and everything, most comedians are like left leaning, and I think it has a lot to do with a lot of them are fucking broke, and you know, they've never worked hard. You know, not very often do you get conservatives in like an art, right? So when you have these more right leaning, you typically become like enemy number one. People are like, and I'm getting it already. Oh, why are these guys? These guys getting us go around doing whatever they want? Yes. Yes, because we have balls. And we can handle the repercussions that come with. Look what happened, like I was talking about earlier. And then, like, for this to happen, you get your finger. If somebody fucking cut my finger off and I got in trouble, I would sue the fuck out of that company. I would sue the absolute tits off for being. That's what you should do. Fuck them. Fuck them. You got injured in a place of work. Take them for every fucking dollar you can. And then go enjoy a vacation. You know what? Since they don't want to have your back when some idiot fucking injures you, I guess we're going to have to sting you in the pocket. Going to have to go take a little vacation on your dime. And I'm going to pay my mortgage off because of you retards. Because you want to protect the fucking guy who's got the fucking bee-boo, bee-boo hurt feelings. So, I guess I'm going to financially gain off of this. That's what I think you should do. Play the game, Daddy. Play the game. Why sit here and try and swim upstream when you can swim with it? There's an opportunity for you right there. Sue the fuck out of them. Get a nice little chunk of change. Go and take the wife on a holiday. Let her tan her tits in Mexico while you get your nuts rubbed at a Mexican strip joint. You know, enjoy yourself out there. That's what you got to do. We're putting too much stress and emphasis on these things that we're never going to be able to. I know, speak up. I understand the rant that I went on before this, but sometimes you got to take some of this shit, take advantage of some of this shit. These guys created this environment. Find the loophole, the silver lining. There it is. You got your finger cut off. Last I checked, there's a little bit of compensation that comes back with that. Right up to workers' comp. Fuck, maybe some nerve damage happened in it. You know, maybe a little nerve damage is in your fingers these days. And now your finger can't work. Well, how am I going to pleasure the old lady if my finger can't work? That's a little upsetting, isn't it? So I would probably, you know what? I'm sure you're entitled to a little bit of money. A little bit of money. So maybe, just maybe, somebody better make a call to WCB. That's what I would do. Fuck them. You don't know these people jack shit. They're not going to have your back after somebody fucking damn near cut your finger off. Well, you did cut the tip of your finger off. What if that was your dick? What would you be doing right now? If your dick got caught in there, would you be, you know, would you be this? Oh, no, you'd be getting what you deserve. That's what you need to do. Rinse these fucks. Hurt them in the pocket, you know, hurt them in the pocket. Words hurt. Well, no, it hurts even more. Being financially strapped. So take them to the fucking wheelhouse and get your paper up, dog. And we're going to leave on that. I think that's great advice, you know? Why sit here and try and get into some verbal argument when you could pad your wallet? Why not? Why not? Take a vacation on the company. Thanks a lot. Now all of a sudden that retarded cuck just put about 10 grand in your wallet. Buy a new Harley. For the summer. Thanks, you retarded cuck. You want to back over my foot next time? I need a new ATV. New quad. New side-by-side to take to the mountains. Run it over, faggot. There it is. And you know what? We thank you for tuning in to another episode of the Uncle Heck Podcast. And we'll see you next week. We went a little bit over time here. But that's okay, you know? Be sure to check out the exclusive episode with Sam Walker. We have a nice discussion. It's always fun sitting there yapping with his ass. He's a lovely human to have around. He's one of my favorite comedians in this country. He's so, so fucking funny, man. If you get a chance to go and see him live, definitely go do that. We have the exclusive episode with myself and Sam Walker. Next time I go out on the road, I'll make sure to get Brett on. My apologies that the video portion didn't get up in time. I've been using the MacBook while I was on the road, and I didn't have all my passwords and everything loaded up, so I couldn't upload that. But now it's up. The exclusive video portion of the Uncle Hack podcast is now up on Patreon. See you next week, Thursday, 3 p.m. Mountain Standard Time.